Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, which is all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friend. How have you been? And how is everything going on where you are? Today, I want to talk about how or what you need to do when you make a mistake or when you make a mess, especially when you're in public. And I'm going to give you a story that's going to inspire you and you can learn from it. So this morning I was dropping my children, that is, to school, and I was carrying, because there's a celebration going on today, so they were asked for a few things. And so I was carrying one of the items, which was the pillowcases. They were told to come with the pillowcases. And so I was carrying, so I have two of them in primary. And when I got to the gate, I was still rushing because I was late to take them to school. So I was rushing not to get so late. And I was carrying these pillows. And so I was carrying the pillow and I was wondering, like, oh, did I hear wrong? Because no one else is carrying. And I'm like, am I the only one who is carrying? Did they all forget that we were told they go with the pillowcases to school? And you know, I was like, I thought maybe the letter that I saw was for my younger one, not the other one. But I thought the celebration is the whole school. So I was mixed up. I'm the only one carrying this stuff. So when I got almost towards the door to my older son, I asked one of the mother, I mean, did I hear it right? Or, like, we were supposed to come with the pillowcases. I said, yes, the pillowcases, not the pillow themselves. Uh-huh. And I was like, damn. I was like, okay. I saw the letter. And when I read pillowcases, and there was also a text to remind us, my brain thought they're supposed to come with the cushion with it. I just thought, you know, like, it's a pillowcase. My head did not go that into that specificity. So I colored my pillow and this is me. I'm there. And when she told me it's just the cover, I was laughing. I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And then my son was there and he could hear it. And so, and the teacher is just about there. So my son is about to go in the class. So I just feel like laughing because it was so embarrassing. And I looked at my son's eyes and I could tell he's also feeling embarrassed about it because I said, oh my God, I'm the only parent who came with the cushions as well. And I could tell that my son is feeling embarrassed and I could also feel embarrassed myself, actually, you know? I have two pillows. I'm carrying their bags, all heavy stuff. We did not even ask for this. It's just the bloody cover. So I saw my son and I told him, mommy is embarrassing you, you know? So I saw my son feeling embarrassed. And at that point, I'm also feeling embarrassed. So I felt like one thought that I had was, I'm stupid. After that parent said, it's just the pillowcases. Oh my God, the thoughts I had was, yes, I'm feeling embarrassed of like, what the hell, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, I had these thoughts like, I'm stupid. I should have read that letter twice to know it's just the bloody cover, not the whole damn pillow. And then I had this thought as well, like, I should have told my husband to confirm so I know well, but sure, whatever I'm bringing is the right thing. And I started beating up myself with all this thought. And you know how thoughts, something happens within a split of a second and you already have 100 thoughts floating, ready to attack. But my son has to go to class. So I told my son, I'm so sorry for embarrassing you. So I'm still struggling with these embarrassing thoughts in my head. And then my son, I can still see he's embarrassed. So I told him, mommy is so embarrassed about this. And I know it's embarrassing, but mommy is a human and we make mistakes and we learn from it. And I smiled. And the reason I did this was I didn't want my son to feel that when you make a mistake, you're supposed to beat yourself on it. I wanted him to know, like, yeah, anybody makes mistake. I wasn't there to give him some positive vibe. I want him to grow knowing how life is as it is, because I might protect him from thinking, oh, because I'm a parent, I shouldn't make a mistake. But one day he might want to become a parent, and I want him to know when he makes a mistake, he can remember mommy used to make a mistake, but he said, we learn from them, and I want him to learn as well from that. So I wanted to know that my wording is human wording and relevant to this age of the child. So we learn from our mistakes. And I actually smiled, and he looked calmer. Then he went in, and I took my son and my so I took the cushion cover. I call them cushion covers, to be honest. But I took the cushion cover, put it in his bag, and he went. So I went with my other son to drop him in his class. I took the other cushion cover and put it inside, drop him to his class. And so I'm left with my cushions. In fact, I left them towards the gate and I was dropping my other son because I was like, oh, not another teacher seeing how I can't even read properly. To know it's, I don't know, man. Like, it's too embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing and funny at the same time. So I left them there, I picked them up. And that's where all the mental drama started. I was still feeling this embarrassment. Like, what the hell was I thinking? Why couldn't I read it? I'm so stupid. Why couldn't I have asked for help? I had negative thoughts coming left to right. And you know, for 1 second, I was thinking, all these negative thoughts I was having, there was zero compassion, self-compassion at all. And you know what happens when you have these negative thinking thoughts? If there's such a word, is when you have negative thinking, then you feel negative emotions. Every time you're thinking negative, the emotion that you're going to feel or the feeling that you're going to feel when you're thinking negatively is a negative emotion, right? So when I say, when I'm thinking I'm stupid, I will feel sad and I'll feel less human. I'll feel like I'm not supposed to make a mistake, right? When I put the negative thinking in my head, like I should have read it twice, I'll start feeling like I'm supposed to know not to make a mess, you know? I'm supposed to be superhuman. I'll feel terrible. So I want you to notice that and get that. You've made a mistake, right? And immediately the negative thoughts, they're always ready. It's like they're standing there waiting for you to just do one bloody mistake. They'll be there ready to remind you the mistake you've done and why you've done it. What you need to remember is the negative thoughts you're having, they will give you negative feeling. So you gotta decide the negative thinking is going to make you feel more upset, sad, less human, like a terrible human. So immediately I started noticing how I've started feeling. I shifted immediately and started to think, hold on a minute. I'm just a human. I'm a human before I'm even thinking of being a mom. I'm a human first. I'm not supposed to be perfect. I am a mom who is learning. I'm a human who is learning. So I started now noticing, all I could think about is how da 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 da. But then I now shifted to, hold on a minute. Go back to me now. I'm a human. I'm not supposed to be perfect. I am a mom who is learning to figure all this shit out. I'm a human, and of course I'll make mistakes from time to time. I'm a human. Of course I should know that I'll forget even school dates, school activities. I'll be late for school. I'm a human. Yeah? These things will happen from time to time. This mistake I've made now, it will show up again in a different way. Literally, you think about it. Sometimes when we do mistakes, we act like we did it intentionally. You tell me, if actually I knew it's the cushion cover the school needed, would I really just go with the cushion itself? No, it is a genuine mistake. And we need to know that. And we never, ever, ever have self-compassion for us, but we always have for other people. Because think about it, if it was another friend, if it was my friend who told me this story, right? I would have immediately said, we all make mistakes. And probably I would have said to her about a mistake that I did. This would have made her feel like, you're not the only one who goes through this. Other people go through this. See how much self-compassion I have towards another human? But why is it we can't have the same self-compassion to ourselves? I wouldn't have told my friend, oh my God, you're so stupid. Unless I'm joking. I'm very joking to my friend. I would have said, man, you're full of shit. How do you forget? How do you confuse such a thing? But it would have been in a more loving way. Maybe if I'm joking, but literally speaking, if it's someone else, I would have probably talked to them in a more compassionate way to make them know that the mistake they did, we are humans. I do it too, just in a different version. Notice how much you show compassion to other people when they make mistakes. Notice what you tell them. And then ask yourself, why is it you don't tell the same things to yourself when you make a mess, when you make a mistake, especially in public? So this was me walking down the street to walk towards the car, and I'm holding these pillows. And even after inserting this more neutral thoughts, because these thoughts that I just mentioned, yeah, like I'm a human before mom, like making mistake is part of who we are, it's part of the experience that we're here for. I was holding the cushions. I was thinking to myself, oh my God, people think I'm crazy. Who's holding cushions? In fact, one of them had a stain. And you see, but then I was saying, well, and then, so as I think that, because of those thoughts that I instilled, I was like, okay, I'm here, I made a mistake. Just like anybody else. People make mistakes in different ways. Some parents forget to even comb their hair in the morning when they're dropping their kids, right? And the more I was showing self-compassion to myself, the more I started feeling calmer. I started now putting myself like in the real world, not just letting my brain produce thoughts without me managing my brain. Because if we don't learn how to manage our brain, the brain will just keep producing thoughts. And thoughts, we have to go in there and we have to manage. We have to manage our thoughts and remove unnecessary, useless thoughts which don't serve us, and insert the reality and show more self-compassion to ourselves. So I was feeling calm, and I noticed that's exactly how we should all do. When we make a mistake, we should know that our brain, the first thing it will go, it will bring all the armies of negative thinking, negative thoughts, they'll all be attacking you. It will happen. You can't prevent it. It will happen. But you need to know you can manage it. You need to know, like, all that negative thinking you're thinking is coming from, it's just you producing thoughts. You know, when you say negative thinking, it looks like a jargon word, but it's just you. You're producing thoughts which are not useful to you at all, right? So you need to choose. When you hear this thought, you say, that's a useless thought. It's not serving me. It's just making me feel bad. I'm going to bring a more neutral thought. I don't want to tell you to bring a positive thought, because I don't want you to shift into the positive thought mindset. If positive thoughts come and they're genuine, then fill them in. But if you don't have the positive thoughts, you can just bring in neutral thoughts. Like, I'm human. That's very neutral. Sometimes I get it right. Sometimes I lose it, right? You show yourself self-compassion because you made a mistake. You acknowledge the mistake you did. You view it now from an angle of how it happened. You show yourself self-compassion and you get curious, because when you show yourself self-compassion, you approach yourself like you'd approach a friend, right? And you start feeling more calm and curious because you're not attacking yourself. When you're calm, you'll start getting curious. How did this even happen? Was I in a rush? And how can I do better next time? And the process will be easy because you're not attacking yourself. When you say neutral, is neutral thinking is, you know, good thoughts and all bad, they're just in there. They're making you feel different. Because I've said, if you think negative, then you have negative feelings. If you think in a more neutral way, then you will have, you'll be in a place where you're in a balanced mode. And when you're in a balanced mode, you'll be curious. You'll be wanting to know what happened. How did you end up here? From a place of love, not from a place of hate. Because whenever you're giving yourself too much negative thinking in your mind, which we do it on automatic, you start feeling bad. You start beating yourself. You start thinking about how bad you are and how you make mistakes all the time. You start remembering all the bad mistakes you've made. So today I want you to know from that story is you'll be making a mess from time to time. You're not a perfect human. You're just a human. Making a mess, being a beginner, doing things in public which are embarrassing is part of an experience of this life that we are in. So you need to know it will come. And you need to be prepared. How are you going to manage your mind when it comes? Because when it comes, you need to be aware. Like, you need to arm yourself. Okay, my brain will attack me, but I'm going to find neutral thoughts. One of the most common neutral thoughts that I like to use, and I want to share it with you, is I'm a human, or I'm learning. I haven't figured it out how to live in this world in a perfect way. I'm doing my best. All right, we go, we move. The more we beat ourselves, the more we feel sad, and then it ruins our day. So even when I went to the car and my husband was waiting, and because I was already calm and I had already managed my mind from exactly the thoughts I'm producing, I was very finding it funny when I'm giving him the story. I wasn't saying it from a place of I'm full of shit because I made a mistake. Even as I give that story to him, I was like, yeah, I fucked up. Yeah, it's not like I'm cool with it. I'm just human. Make so many fuck ups. And I didn't even spread the bad energy, because if I was really sad, then I would have told somebody about it again and they would have contracted the sadness. I'm not saying we're not supposed to be sad. I'm just saying most of the times we can manage our mind. We are having more good times even when something is going wrong. And if I kept the negative thinking, I would have ruined my day thinking about it all day, right? And I was done with it, right? Although I did say, like, I also forgot to say that because English is my second language. At one point when I was thinking, I was like, yeah, they were wrong because they should have said a pillow cover. They shouldn't use a kiss. They should have said a cushion cover. Nobody would have had a problem. But these are just thinking that, you know, your brain will produce to defend yourself, to try and make you feel like it should have been done another way. No, how it happened, it was supposed to happen that way. And there was something that I was supposed to learn from it. So I want you to start applying self-compassion when you make a mistake. And one way to do that is to neutralize that negative thinking that is going on. And when I say negative thinking, is all those thoughts that you're thinking about that are making you feel bad. You know, a negative thought is that when you think this way, you feel bad. So if you find yourself, you're feeling sad, there must be something that you're thinking about that's making you feel that. Because all the emotions that we feel are coming from all the thinking that we have. So any action that we take will be coming because we feel a certain way, right? So we need to be very careful on how we manage our thinking. And most of this stuff, I've learned them from training as a life coach. And that's why I can now snap and just know this is what my brain is thinking. And now it's time to manage your brain, because I'm the boss. I'm going to tell you what you're going to think. right? And even if you come this way. So it's very important to understand these concepts. And that's why I thought I'm going to share with you this. And I would also encourage you, if you want to learn more about this negative thinking, because this is something that we do all the time, I want you to listen to episode 11 and episode 12. One talks about negative thinking, and the other one is how to use a past as a source of inspiration for the future. Because like now, what I've done today, I'm going to use it again in the future for an inspiration about how I felt and how I can improve. So listen, you're going to make mistakes in this life. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to fuck up. You're going to do so many things. But if you have your own back, then you'll be ready. We move, we go. And how do you have your own back? How do you have your own back actually in reality, apart from just saying have your own back? Is managing your mind, managing your thinking. And if this is something that you struggle with and you want to learn, I would like you to come and work with me in my private one-on-one coaching that is going on at the moment. You can apply from the show notes, or you can find me on Instagram. It's Frida Howard Coaching. Or in this show, you can check down below there and you can apply to work with me, book an appointment. I want to teach you all the stuff that you can know about how to manage your mind and how to make your life even become simpler. Until next time, watch the next episode. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.